Come, let us make a bowl of punch, and we'll forget all that. Do you see what charming weather 'tis now? To make short this sad part of my story, we went the way of all sailors. The punch was made, and I was made half drunk with it. And in that one night's wickedness, I drowned all my repentance, all my reflections upon my past conduct, all my resolutions for the future. In a word, as the sea was returned to its smoothness of surface and settled calmness by the abatement of that storm, so the hurry of my thoughts being over, my fears and apprehensions of being swallowed up by the sea being forgotten, and the current of my former desires returned, I entirely forgot the vows and promises that I made in my distress. I found, indeed, some intervals of reflection, and the serious thoughts did, as it were, endeavour to return again sometimes. But I shook them off, and roused myself from them, as it were, from a distemper, and applying myself to drinking and company, soon mastered the return of those fits, for so I called them. And I had in 5 or 6 days got as complete a victory over conscience as any young fellow that resolved not to be troubled with it could desire. But I was to have another trial for it still. And Providence, as in such cases generally it does, resolved to leave me entirely without excuse. For if I would not take this for a deliverance, the next was to be such a one as the worst and most hardened wretch among us would confess both the danger and the mercy of. The 6th day of our being at sea we came into Yarmouth Roads, the wind having been contrary, and the weather calm, we had made but little way since the storm. Here we were obliged to come to an anchor, and here we lay, the wind continuing contrary, viz. At southwest, for 7 or 8 days, during which time a great many ships from Newcastle came into the same roads as the common harbour where the ships might wait for a wind for the river. We had not, however, rid here so long but we should have tided it up the river, but that the wind blew too fresh, and after we had lain 4 or 5 days blew very hard. However, the roads being reckoned as good as a harbour, the anchorage good, and our ground tackle very strong, our men were unconcerned, and not in the least apprehensive of danger, but spent the time in rest and mirth, after the manner of the sea. But the 8th day, in the morning, the wind increased, and we had all hands at work to strike our topmasts, and make everything snug and close, that the ship might ride as easy as possible. By noon the sea went very high indeed, and our ship rode forecastle in, shipped several seas, and we thought once or twice our anchor had come home. Upon which our master ordered out the sheet anchor, so that we rode with 2 anchors ahead, and the cables veered out to the bitter end.